You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Life on the Other Side of Should, a podcast of the She Hive Women's Collective in Ferndale, Michigan. I'm your host, Ursula Adams.
And I'm your other host, Sonia Mastic.
And I'm your other side host, Jackie Smith.
And each week we gather to debunk the pretty bullshit women have been taught to believe about themselves.
And explore how women can thrive when they live life according to their own truth, or maybe rules.
So happy Galentine's Day, ladies. How are you?
It is Galentine's.
I'm with my gals.
Having cocktails with the gals.
Yes, chink. I'm drinking coffee. What a cocktail. So Jackie, you're taking notes tonight, I see.
I always have to have a piece of paper in front of me because I'll have an idea and I'll want to say something, so I'll write it down.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sonia says a lot of like really smart things, so I think that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I just want to point out the fact that this is the first you've noticed, because she did it through all the other podcasts too.
I'm not very observant.
No, I just say you get into your own world when you're directing.
You can call me a narcissist. It's okay. Yes.
I am not. Do not put words in my mouth.
Okay. My therapist will do it for you.
Hi.
So actually, I want to start with my own should before we put a pull a should out of the should box tonight. Cool.
Yeah, we got some shoulds.
We got some shoulds. So interestingly enough, I write a weekly blog for the She Hive, and about this time last year, I started really looking at what self-care meant. Are you guys even paying attention to me?
We are. We're all in.
You were looking at what self-care meant.
All eyes on me, bitches.
Remember, she just made that narcissist comment. I was trying to be polite, but yeah, here we are.
Thank you. Okay. I'll get through this quickly. So about a year ago, I actually decided I wanted to start paying some attention to my health. And so, but I don't know. I mean, self-care is such a big
nebulous thing,
right? And so I went and I Googled things I should do every day. And pulled just the results off the first page of Google, and it came up something with like 64 things I should do all day.
Tell me monkeys were involved in this list.
The most inane of all of them was, The most inane of all of them was fluff the cushions. I should fluff the cushions on my couch every day. So I actually counted it up at the time, and if I did everything every day that was listed on the front page of Google on the search results, it would have been 19 hours and 45 minutes. And so
it's more than a full time job. I'm exhausted.
Exactly.
Of shooting.
Yeah. Of shooting yourselves. Right. And so so I tried a different one thing a week. I don't know, for a couple of months. And then I got bored with the project. But anyway, I decided this time of year.
Sounds fruitful.
Yes. Well, it's just me. I get really great ideas. That's why I didn't birth a baby.
After 2 months, you're like, I'm over this.
I'm out. Right. And so there was nobody else there to pick up the project, so I gave it up. But I decided, you know, this is, you know, the beginning of the year. Everybody's talking, especially at the She Hive, we're talking about self-care all the time. You know, we've got lots of, you know, yearly annual goal setting classes and workshops and all that kind of stuff. And self-care came up again. And one thing I noticed is online, there's a lot of shaming on top of shoulding, right? You know?
Awesome.
And so, So I see a lot of people, a lot of women on Facebook shaming each other for doing the wrong self-care, right? Mm-hmm. It's not enough, or you're self-indulgent twat, right? So, so it actually made me think. So I decided to go and redo the list. And so I Googled once again, you know, my search results have, you know, changed a little bit. The things I should do every day. And this time the list was 234 items long. This just from the first page.
So that only take like, what, 48 hours in one day to
Well,
do it?
We'll find out, because I'm about ready to read you the 234 I should be doing every day in 2019. So strap in, have a drink, ladies. Okay. So get a quality 7+ hours of sleep. Put my alarm across the room. Wake up early. Wake up between 5 and 6 a.m. Wake up with awe at each new day. Drink 2 glasses of water upon waking. Make my bed. Take a power nap. Nap between noon and 4 p.m. Fall asleep excited for what tomorrow has in store. Turn on a white noise machine when I sleep. Put on orange glasses to block blue light for optimal sleep. Leave technology outside of the bedroom so I'm not disturbed while sleeping. Diffuse essential oils for relaxing sleep and create a morning routine. Don't check my email or social media in the morning. Answer my text messages right away. Find at least one thing on the internet to get excited or happy about. Stop it. This is funny. Unplug all my devices for an hour. Take short breaks every 20 minutes to give my eyes a break from the computer screen and silence my phone. Pray or meditate 5 to 15 minutes. Meditate for 20 minutes. Pray to God and be present. Write in a journal. Journal for two purposes. Draw caricatures. And write in my diary daily.
Wait. Draw caricatures?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure I caught that.
Yes.
Continue on.
Yeah. Thank you. Binge watch Netflix, watch a TED Talk while preparing dinner, and watch a great episode of TV. Great. Listen to inspirational or instructive content while I exercise. Listen to music for the mood I want to be in. Listen to classical music. Load my phone up with intellectually stimulating audio. Listen to NPR and listen to the latest podcast on my commute to work. Which, thank God, I do that.
One thing right.
Yeah. Ding. Read a book. Read best-selling book summaries. Read a newspaper. Read at least 10 pages a day. Read a book for pleasure and read an engrossing book. Have a pre-workout snack. Do something physical every hour. Exercise 20 to 45 minutes daily. Elevate my heart rate for at least 30 minutes daily. Stretch, sweat, lift weights, do cardio, do high-intensity interval training. Jump, rope, walk 10,000 steps a day. Practice combat techniques or a martial art.
Wow.
Just mentally, baby. Practice yoga, watch my posture, dance to my favorite song, sing, and use a foam roller. Which, by the way, I just started using one of those. Those things are amazing.
It's the best thing in the world.
Yes. We'll talk. Actively engage my brain where I can instead of letting it slumber passively. Challenge myself. Try something new. Attempt something scary. Get uncomfortable. Do one thing to increase my knowledge daily. Think about things I can improve. Dedicate at least 30 minutes to learning a skill that will make a difference in my life. Learn to code in my free time.
Because I'm going to have
some, apparently.
Learn some astrophysics, you know.
Yeah. Expose myself to people who are smarter than me. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Wait, is that with or without your brawn?
I don't know. Get into friendly discussions with people who I disagree with and carry a notepad. See, Jackie? Look at you.
She's
on
it.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Take a 3 to 5 minute cold shower. Shower and make sure water temperature isn't too hot. Have a really long hot shower. Pull oil through my teeth. Pull oil, coconut oil through my teeth while showering.
Okay, use only.
I tried it once. It was really disgusting. Use only natural, chemical-free body care products. Use paraben-free, sulfate-free shampoo and conditioner. Avoid antibacterial soap. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Exfoliate, moisturize, remove excess body hair, floss, brush and floss before bed, apply makeup for a natural look, remove makeup, wash face, use face serum, preferably with retinoid, use a night cream, apply sunscreen, select the right undergarments, avoid heels, avoid touching railings or doors in public spaces, think Ooh. About my fertility and do my Kegel exercises, which I'm doing right now.
I need an adult.
Cook.
I thought you were going to say avoid touching yourself in public.
No.
After touching the rail. Yeah. Or door
doing
handle.
Your Kegel exercises.
Yeah. Okay, we're about halfway there. So cook, eat clean, avoid sugar and fat, avoid junk food, avoid dairy products, avoid sodium, avoid baked goods available in the office kitchen. Consume more protein. Consume 30 grams of protein at breakfast. Have a balanced breakfast with complex carbohydrates, protein, and some fat, preferably high in omega-3s, and with at least 5 grams of fiber. Eat less meat. Put more fruits and vegetables on my plate. Prepare a breakfast. Snacks and lunches. Freeze grapes. Eat a whole food plant-based diet. I can't even say it. Eat a side green salad. Yeah. Snack on fruit and or berries. Cut out sugar. Eat something I crave. And have a small piece of chocolate as a reward. Drink at least 64 ounces of water. Drink a quarter water. Drink 2 to 3 liters of purified water. Drink green vegetable juice. Have a green smoothie for breakfast. Skip coffee and have herbal or green tea. Drink matcha tea. Drink a cup of herbal tea. Drink a glass of lemon water.
I'm
brew
so
a cup
tired.
Of... Stop it. This is funny. Brew a cup of fair trade, locally roasted coffee. Drink honey and water. Avoid alcohol. Drink a glass of red wine. Order vodka soda instead of a beer or cocktail. And have a seltzer water with a lemon instead of a vodka soda. Take 1 to 2 teaspoons of something I can't even pronounce and something else and something else. Take 1 to 2 grams of activated charcoal. Take a multivitamin. Take a fish oil supplement. And let's talk about gummy fish oil supplements. Oh, that was a bad idea. And take a calcium supplement. I still am chewing them, but it's just like it's fishy smelling gum
drops. It's like chewing a fish fin.
But my fingers feel so nice now. Have a nice breakfast. Have a mid-morning snack. Eat while my lunch outside. Eat lunch while taking a few minutes to focus on myself. Have a mid-afternoon snack. Eat a healthy meal on small-sized dinner plate to avoid overeating. Practice intermittent fasting at least 14 hours. Practice mindful eating. grab pre-prepared snacks and lunches, preferably paleo or Whole 30, from my fridge on my way out the door, and prepare a healthy meal with my life partner while discussing our prospective days. Get out in nature, spend time in nature, walk in nature, walk barefoot on grass, sand, or dirt, and walk in the sunset. I'm almost done.
Ew.
What?
Not in the snow.
Not in the snow, right? Nothing about being outside. Although somebody today at my client site shitted me about getting outside in the snow. So that too. Yes. Spend time with friends and family. Spend time with friends. Meet up with friends at the local bar for drinks. Touch someone. Wait, here we go. Hug someone. Have sex. Cuddle. Give someone at least one honest compliment. Say thank you. Say hi to my neighbors. Tell a friend I love them. Tell someone they're beautiful.
You. Thank you.
Tell someone I love you.
You're beautiful. You too.
Say thank you when someone does something little but kind. Call, thank text, you. Email my parents, make a phone call to a loved one, smile at strangers, smile at children who are smiling at me, show kindness, make someone laugh, plan a barbecue, avoid toxic people, and practice a daily random act of kindness. We're almost done. Start my day believing that I'm going to have a great day. Laugh, laugh out loud, express gratitude. Think of 5 things to be grateful about in my life. Think of 10 things I'm grateful for right now. Give thanks I was born in this era. Allow the feeling of gratitude to fill me up. Be optimistic. Think about things that I'm happy about. Don't obsess over stupid, embarrassing things I've said. Realize I'm not perfect, accept my flaws. Do an internal audit to check whether I still hold any resentment or grudges against anyone, including all the assholes who wrote these lists. Don't sweat the small stuff and enjoy the journey. Point out at least one thing in the mirror that I actually like about myself. Remind myself that the body I have is more than just an object for people to observe and get a massage. Visualize what I want. Reflect. Write a list. Think about what I want to do differently tomorrow. Plan for tomorrow night. Set intentions for tomorrow. Plan something to look forward to. Figure out my 5 most important tasks. Make prioritization a priority. Identify a set of goals for the day. Identify an outfit from a capsule wardrobe for the next day. Take a moment to close my eyes and focus on goals for the days and travel. I keep saying we're almost done.
I was going to say, here's where she says, we're almost there, 15 minutes from now.
I swear. Wash my hands immediately upon arrival to work, clean up my workspace, go to work 1 hour early, create a to-do list of things I've been procrastinating, do my most important task before everyone else gets into the office, deal with the urgent, work hard, hustle hard, don't multitask, wear a small, smart professional office outfit carefully selected from my capsule wardrobe, do something meaningful. Yes. I want a capsule wardrobe so bad.
I don't.
I do.
I have too many clothes for that.
I know you've given them to
me. I just want clean clothes. That's all I'm asking for.
That's the worst part is I have more clothes than God herself, and none of them are clean. I'm on the second day of my underwear, and I'm not lying about that.
Hey-o. Flip them inside out, you get a twofer.
That's right. So anyway, where were we? Sit at an ergonomic standing desk, lean in, don't say I'm sorry in emails, speak up in meetings, and leave work at a reasonable time to achieve a proper work-life balance. See, we are almost done. It just goes that far.
She sits on a throne of lies.
Yes. Start saving money immediately. Wash my hands immediately upon arrival at home to avoid getting sick. Create a home spa. Get waylaid by my pets. Wash the dishes and put them away. Tidy up at night. Spend 20 minutes picking up the house and get my kitchen ready for the morning routine.
And thank you for joining us on the Life on the Other Side of Should. That's a wrap.
That was a half hour.
It was 10 minutes.
It felt like forever.
Well, but it's ridiculous.
It
really
is. And you know that actually probably 90% of that goes through my head.
Yeah.
Every day.
Right? Yeah. That I should be doing all of those different things. I just think it's crazy what we do to each other. And like I said, that was I think maybe 12 websites. And that list was curated from 12 websites of things we should be doing every single day. And so we're never doing enough, and now we're shaming each other for doing the wrong thing.
No, be clear. Women are never doing
enough.
That's
right. Women are never doing enough.
Men are fine. Men can balance it all. I've never heard one interview when they said to a man, how do you balance it all with having kids?
No doubt.
Do you feel like you're missing out? That never, ever gets said in an interview.
I just saw this great political cartoon where it's like four business people at the starting line of a race. Like they're runners, and the two of them are women and two of them are guys. And the guys have open lanes and the women have like kids and laundry and ironing boards and stoves and dishes in the way.
No doubt, right?
And I was like, enough said.
I'm out.
Well, I think it's ridiculous. Like my husband never had an existential crisis over whether or not he pulled the coconut oil through his teeth in the shower.
Right. You know?
Like, I'm like, should I do it? I actually tried it. It's really
disgusting.
Disgusting, right?
I threw up a little bit. I was like, there's like, what was it? Sesame oil. And you know, the whole swish, swish, swish. Mm-hmm. And like,
no,
I got to,
no, what's the swish, swish, swish?
You know, swish it through your mouth. Okay. Pull it through your teeth.
Yeah.
And And I think I got to count five, and then I was like,
well, here's the stupidest thing I did. Well, one of the many stupid things I have done. I used solid coconut oil.
Stop it.
I did.
It's like switching Crisco.
I was going to say, it's like old cum in your mouth. What are you doing?
I was going with old lard, but okay.
I like Jackie's.
No, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, holy shit.
Why would we be in there that long to get old?
Okay.
I need a young priest and an old priest. You don't need an exorcism in here.
Hold on, I'm crying.
Oh, my God. So with that, I just wanted to share, you know, the 234 things I'll be doing every day this year. I am curious about what it is that you actually, how do you practice self-care? What does it mean to you?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's really simple right now. I am tuning into my emotions every day. That's it. I mean, like,
that sounds scary.
What am I really feeling? No, and I'm out. Even in my in the front of my bullet journal, I have wait, you can see this. It's like a little. I
oh,
don't
you've
know.
Got the primer.
I do, because I'm like, what am I feeling?
I don't know.
And then I just look at this, and I'm like, I read them all, and I go. Joy sounds good.
That's fascinating.
Because I'm, I know, I was just talking to my therapist about this today. I get the extremes. I know when I'm really happy, and I know when I'm really mad, and I know when I'm in great pain. But when I'm not in the extremes, I'm like, oh, no, I'm okay. It's cool. Yeah. And I think that's where we tend to live. And so I'm trying to understand how I feel about what's going on in my world before I blow up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be nice to know that I'm annoyed?
Beforehand.
Before, like, this is annoying. I need to move from this situation or deal with the situation rather than waiting and waiting and waiting, going, I feel nothing. I feel nothing. I feel nothing. Now I'm enraged. Now I have a gun, you know, knife.
Now this feels familiar.
Yeah. Right. So that's my biggest piece of self-care. The other thing is I have a trainer that I go 3 times a week, if at all possible.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And that is,
which don't tell your trainer you don't know what a foam roll is.
I know it. I don't use it.
You'll be punished in your next session.
Yeah. True story.
That's what I'm saying. Kevin will put you through the paces. Be like, why do you not foam roll?
No, you should be foam rolling.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I didn't say it.
It's just awkward. I don't know where it. How did? Yeah.
I'll help you out.
Thanks.
Well, actually,
thanks, ma'am.
I haven't foam rolled. What I did is because, you know, I'm a woman of a certain age now, right? And shit's going south.
28?
Yes, plus 20. So I'm getting arthritis in my hands, and hence the fish oil gummy drops right now and some other stuff. And
don't swish those in your mouth.
No, I will not. Actually, I don't understand. They smell so bad when you open up the jar. It literally does smell like fish gummy drops, right? But they taste just delicious, which is good. Saving grace. One of the key holders at the She Hive actually brought me in little tiny foam rollers for your hands. They're like little balls. Oh my God, the shit was wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was so nice.
I think I need that because after all, I'm like, oh, my hands.
Yeah.
I have bursitis.
So I bought a set of three that in varying sizes. So for your jaw, for your back, and for your hands. So I'll bring them in tomorrow.
A woman designed that because if it was a man, it'd be two balls.
Two.
It would never be increment of three.
And they'd be really, really tiny.
But they swear they were huge. They're the extra large size, the size of a marble.
No doubt. No doubt. So, Sonia, what about you? What are you doing to take care of yourself these days?
So I'm two things. I'm working with a trainer as well. It's actually Kristen, who, you know, was at the She Hive.
Yeah.
And so it's been fun because we're doing, I mean, it's been brutal. It's not been fun. Kristen, if you're listening, it's been horrible. But I do like the fact that I went in with the, how much weight do you want to lose? And I said, I don't have a number. I just want to feel good. Mm-hmm. And so I liked going in with that approach. And that is for me, like self-care. And the other thing has been,
I love that.
I haven't done, I haven't willfully examined lots of my day saying, what is this day teaching me? But the universe has beat the crap out of me to do it lately.
Yeah.
And so instead of taking a hammer to the back of the head every day, I've been able to really look at some lessons that each day is teaching me. So I've been at night for emotional self-care, just going through like what did I learn today, whether it was hard or good. And for me, my running theme has been being great at exercising boundaries. Ooh. Opportunities every day to exercise boundaries. Nice. One way or the other.
I want the clouds to part and the angels to sing right now on that. Oh.
And there it was.
I think that's just a huge piece of life, those boundaries. I'm learning them myself on different things. And the other thing I'm doing for self-care is I started a basic shamanism spiritual development class. I'm not new, so that's but I get to go back to the basics and practice some basics. Mm-hmm. And I'm being, you know, part of the team on all that. And it's been kind of fun because she has different techniques than I do. So it's been nice to let go of authority.
Yeah.
And play that. And
be the student.
I was like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot that grounding every day is good.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
We have a shaman at the She Hive, Dawn, and I laugh because my shaman looks exactly like me, which for those that don't know what I look like, is blonde, right? And suburban, right? You know, like, I'm like, she looks like a suburban, well, she's much edgier and cooler than a suburban housewife, but it's like, I'm like, she's my shaman. She looks just like me, which is just like blonde, middle-aged woman, right?
I love it.
And she does my hair. And so nice. It just blows my mind. But one of the things that I enjoy the most out of all of the events that we do at the She Hive, besides the masterminds where the female entrepreneurs get together, is Dawn, our shamanic practitioner, does a healing ceremony every single. And so it's a guided visualization. Mm-hmm. Can't actually have a fire ceremony inside the shrine. Yeah. So we burn a big candle. And I just love that. That's actually one of the things that I always do for myself. That's one of my self-care things, is once a month I join her and actually just sit down and get really still and listen, right?
I love it.
I wish I could say I had some other practice at this point in time, but I really don't.
Hey, I love one.
Yeah.
Just, it's okay.
It's more than enough.
Yeah.
It's
true.
I guess the biggest thing of self-care that I'm practicing is letting go mm-hmm. of all the shoulds that, and I keep finding them. And I don't want to rehearse that list of 234 things in my head and feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
And so this one little thing that you do today is great.
Yeah. And so I'm going to take it back. I am doing one more thing. I'm actually staying unbusy. I'm not.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
You know,
and I've been talking about that.
Yeah. I have not been glorifying busy. Actually, somebody stopped me. So, you know, I spend 3 days a week on a client site and I was there today and somebody stopped me today. They're like, are you busy? I mean, you know, you want to say yes, you know, and I'm like, I just stopped and I'm like, I'm productive.
Yeah, I like it.
Adequate.
I'm adequate. You know, like I leave here at a certain time. You guys don't talk to me till I'm back here the next day. And I actually go home some nights now and actually just relax.
I like it.
It's pretty cool. So shall we pull a should from the should box?
Yes,
please.
Okay. So for those that are new to Life on the Other Side of Should, what we do every week is we have a box of shoulds. So we have invited women at the She Hive every time they say should to capture the should on a piece of paper, and we put them in a box that is adorned with a beautiful poop emoji. That's what we think of should. And so we're going to pull. Jackie, would you like to pull a should?
Did I pull last time?
You're pulling now, sister.
I'm closer, that's why.
Yeah.
All right. Should own a home.
Oh. Timely, as I'm searching for a home right now.
Right. And Thank you. And I was just told I have a great deal on rent and I've been renting for 10 years. So before that, I owned a home and I let it go into foreclosure because the neighborhood I was living in just went into a war zone. And that hit me because my landlord just told me, well, my dad's passing and my mom's getting old. I'm going to want to move her closer to me, which means the house you're in.
Oh, man.
So you might have 6 months.
You're like, she can live in the basement. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Does she cook?
Yeah. Right.
Is she like an old guy?
Yeah. Right.
Like, really, if she cleans, she can live here rent free. It's cool.
And I remember a year after I'd moved into that house, I was a wreck. And it was right around the 20th anniversary of my business. And I'm like, where's my McMansion? Where's my Lexus?
Yes.
I'm renting a house. I got an old ass car, you know, I'm barely making it. And it just, cause it ebbs and flows.
Yeah. I want to raise something. So the same thing, something very similar happened. So, we actually got very lucky. We owned a home in Dearborn, so over on the west side, and it was in a desirable neighborhood, apparently, because we got to the point where we couldn't afford it anymore. And Brian had lost his job, and, you know, and well, actually, he lost, they were shut down for a year at the plant he was working at. And the bank offered us a deed, in, what's called deed in lieu of foreclosure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it still, you know, hit the credit for a little bit, but not as bad. And, but he had tried to convince me for a while to walk away from this home because, you know, that was 2008, totally underwater, you know, just, and I was raised like, you take on these responsibilities, it's status, it means something about me. And then I happened to be reading an article, it was either the New York Times or the Washington Post, I can't remember which one, and it said the difference between middle class and rich people or people of wealth is that they don't tie self-worth to money, which sounds really weird, or I should say they don't tie debt to self-worth. And so bad debt is bad debt, and they just get rid of it. And as soon as I read that, I'm like, this is bad debt. You know, like, you know, I didn't create the mortgage crisis, you know. And so we did. We walked away. We walked away from it and took cash and bought a house on the east side of Detroit. Now, it was a game changer, you know, for us. But same thing, you know, like, you know, here I am, you know, same thing, you know, not necessarily because my business is still new and, you know, pretty new, but you know, I just got my master's degree and all these people that I'm, you know, went to school with are, you know, executives of big something or others, right? And they're living in the McMansions with their Mercedes and, you know, I'm driving my Ford Focus. Nothing wrong with Ford Focus, you know, but, you know, but it wasn't exactly what I thought was going to be happening too. Yeah. And actually now I'm looking to downsize because I want even less of a home.
Yeah. Less stuff.
Yeah.
That was the interesting part, too, about...
I loved getting less stuff, but go ahead.
Well, the less stuff thing is, so we were one of the people that was really horribly impacted by the flood here in Detroit in 2014. And we lost so much. It cost us, it cost, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to rebuild, and it's not the way that it used to be. But I was so happy to get rid of all that stuff.
Yeah.
There was that flip side of it. Like, it was a traumatic way to lose it, but I was like... Bye-bye. Yes. You know, like I was I was really, really happy. And but mine was the whole home, owning a home thing was tough because I'm a musician and for years I made my living as a musician and then I also worked for what is now Live Nation. It wasn't then. So I traveled a lot. And so it made no sense to get a house. I didn't care about having a house.
Yeah.
But you should have a house. You're this age.
Yeah.
You should have kids. You should have a house. I've never wanted kids. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like, and I got married in my 20s and I felt like, all right, I've checked one thing off the list. So
I did one thing I was supposed to.
Right. Yeah. I should I do.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
So I should also at least own a home. And so I ended up buying the home that I have in Ferndale 18, 19 years ago.
Smart move, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe me. We'll be moving soon and be making that money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, but it was the thing, like, when I bought it, I really didn't want it. I didn't want that responsibility.
Yeah.
And for the, we were so, for the first several years that we were in there, we traveled so much that when we moved into that house, my husband was on tour on the West Coast. So he wasn't even there to move.
Yeah.
Like, he got it moved and then he left. So, so I lived in the house for like the first 2 weeks before he even moved in.
Yeah. You know, I think about that too. We go through that, like, you know, you're supposed to, especially because my mother-in-law is a real estate agent. So, I mean, that was the ultimate status, you know, was to have your own home.
And I'll get rich quick things.
Yeah. Or... Yeah. And, you know, we keep getting these houses. And so this is the third house that we've owned together and hopefully we'll be selling soon together. Neither of us want to take care of it.
This is why I love renting right
now. No doubt, right? Like, I would rather pay somebody money, right? And and it's not like, well, I will say I'm building equity in my home because Detroit's blowing up. But, you know, I think, you know, Brian, and I see this in him, so, which means that, you know, spot it, you got it. So it must be in me too, right? We need a home. We have to have a home. And then we get this home and like... He's like, I don't want to mow the grass. I just mowed it a month ago.
A month ago. You know,
like, that's real.
You know, I'm like, it happens like every week, or, you know, so.
It's not everything. I there's a level of freedom that I went from because I was a homeowner since I was like 18.
Yeah.
This is a long story, but we're not going to share now. And then 10 years ago, I wasn't a homeowner. And that was the first time I wasn't a homeowner for any length of time. And I'm like, oh, I don't. I mean, we pay somebody to do our lawn and. The landlord takes care of other stuff. So I love it.
Yeah. That would be lovely next time.
Yeah.
Next time the toilet goes, just to call somebody.
Right. Right. And so I'm actually not necessarily looking forward to being a homeowner. I want to own property to rent out.
Yeah.
Like for Airbnb or stuff like that. But I don't necessarily want to own a house. I was thinking, condo or a fancy apartment or something like that. But my husband is not in agreement. So we'll figure that out. But
so he'll come around is what you're saying.
I don't know. I give in a lot more than he does. I'm not going to lie. Oh. Because I just don't, I don't care that much.
I
don't
hope care my husband is not listening to this right now. So, okay. Well, ladies, that's it for tonight, I think. So, fuck should on owning a home. You do you, right?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I was just reading the story of the homeless guy that is at 8 Mile and Woodward, mm-hmm. uh-huh. who takes credit cards.
Correct.
I did not know that.
Yes.
He has made a conscious choice not to own a home. So, at least he's got that, right? He takes credit cards. He has a website. I read it last night. But anyway, thanks so much. We will see you again soon.